If you want to celebrate Thanksgiving in Kenya, good luck finding all the dishes for a classic dinner. Maintaining this American tradition abroad often comes with culinary challenges. So we end this holiday edition of The World with the story of one especially challenging Thanksgiving abroad from reporter Sarah Birnbaum in Cape Town, South Africa.
If they don't have a turkey, I'd be really sad. Oh, here we are. And they have it.
Marissa Kaplan is doing some last-minute Thanksgiving shopping at the local grocery store. The Pennsylvania native has been hosting the holiday here in South Africa for the past 9 years. And she says she's learned some valuable lessons, especially from her experience last year.
A friend of mine, she is Zimbabwean, and she lives in a really big house in Johannesburg. And we decided we were going to throw a Thanksgiving. It was very international, people kind of from all over. South Africans, but also people from Europe and from the U.S.
They were expecting 50 people in all. Now, Marissa was living in Cape Town, about a two-hour flight to Johannesburg. So she plans to arrive the day of, have the groceries delivered to Lungi's house, and then begin cooking.
But I failed to remember the fact that in South Africa, you don't buy fresh turkeys. You can only buy frozen turkeys. And so I think it was maybe a couple days before I was about to fly up, I ordered the groceries online and I realized that by the time that they would be delivered, there wouldn't be enough time for the turkey to defrost.
So what to do? Well, buy a turkey in Cape Town, begin the defrost, and then put the thawing bird in the overhead compartment on your flight to Johannesburg. But Marissa doesn't just buy a turkey. She also buys that symbol of American excess, a turducken, a chicken stuffed into a duck, stuffed into a turkey.
I had to take my turkey and my turducken through, you know, the check. So I felt quite uncomfortable and people did give me funny looks. I got a couple of people asking, you know, what's in there? Are you like a heart transplant surgeon?
So the flight lands, she gets to Lungi's house and something very South African happens.
I'm marinating the turducken and all of a sudden all the lights go out.
It's not like in the U.S. where the power only goes out if there's a big storm. In South Africa, there's not enough supply of electricity. It's a big issue for people here. The power company deals with this by shutting off the electricity to certain neighborhoods to ease the load on the system. It's called load shedding, basically a scheduled rolling blackout.
So there was going to be no electricity from 2 o'clock in the afternoon until 6. And our guests were coming probably, you know, at 6 or 7 o'clock.
Remember, 50 guests are coming. So Marissa and a friend of hers pop into the car, the turkey in the front seat, the turducken in the back, and drive around Johannesburg trying to think of someone, anyone, who has power. Then inspiration strikes. Marissa remembers this friend of a friend of a friend, Mike.
And Mike is the bachelor. So I guess two things that are important to note. One is that he had never used his oven. So when we got there, it was like, I don't know, still encased in plastic. And he had just started dating a new girl. And it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon and they were still in bed.
Marissa charges in, greets the confused girlfriend, rips the plastic shrink wrap from the oven, crams in both her turkey and her turducken, and miraculously makes it back in time for Thanksgiving.
We had a lot to be thankful for, yes. It was really a wonderful Thanksgiving.
For The World, Sarah Birnbaum, Cape Town, South Africa.